the height of the executive model, which gives us a mass of plus additional coded dimensions of occult significance as per spec. We couldn't do this sort of thing even 100 years ago, you realise. Not with the primitive techniques we had then. His finger became a blur. 2A gave a snort and grabbed his own abacus. Limestone at 2 talents the ton, he said. Wear and tear on tools, masonry charges, demurrage, breakages. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. On cost, black marble at replacement prices. Pataclusp sighed. 2 abacai rattling in tandem the whole day long, one changing the shape of the world and the other one deploring the cost. Whatever happened to the 2 bits of wood and a plumb line? The last beads clicked against the stops. It'll be a whole quantum leap in pyramidology, said 2B, sitting back with a messianic grin on his face. It'll be a whole qua... 2A began. Quantum, said 2B, savouring the word. It'll be a whole quantum leap in bankruptcy, said 2A. They'd have to invent a new word for that too. It'd be worth it as a loss leader, said 2B. Sure enough, when it comes to making a loss, we'll be in the lead, said 2A sourly. It'd practically glow. In millennia to come, people will look at it and say, that Pataclusp, he knew his pyramids all right. They'll call it Pataclusp's folly, you mean? By now, the brothers were both standing up, their noses a few inches apart. The trouble with you, sibling, is that you know the cost of everything and the value of nothing. The trouble with you is that you don't. Mankind must strive ever upwards. Yes, on a sound financial footing, by Kuft. The search for knowledge. The search for probity.
Pataclusp left them to it and stood staring out at the yard, where, under the glow of torches, the staff were doing a feverish stock-taking. It had been a small business when Father passed it on to him. Just a yard full of blocks and various sphinxes, needles, steels and other stock items, and a thick stack of unpaid bills, most of them addressed to the palace, and respectfully pointing out that our esteemed account, presented 900 years ago, appeared to have been overlooked and prompt settlement would oblige. But it had been fun in those days. There was just him, 5,000 labourers, and Mrs. Pataclusp doing the books. You had to do pyramids, Dad said. All the profit was in mastabas, small family tombs, memorial needles, and general jobbing necropoly. But if you didn't do pyramids, you didn't do anything. The meanest garlic farmer, looking for something neat and long-lasting, with maybe some green marble chippings but within a budget, wouldn't go to a man without a pyramid to his name. So he'd done pyramids, and they'd been good ones. Not like some you saw these days with the wrong number of sides and walls you could put your foot through. And yes, somehow they'd gone from strength to strength. To build the biggest pyramid ever. In 3 months. With terrible penalties if it wasn't done on time. Dios hadn't specified how terrible, but Pataclusp knew his man, and they probably involved crocodiles. They'd be pretty terrible, all right. He stared at the flickering light on the long avenues of statues, including the one of Bloody Hat, the vulture-headed god of unexpected guests, bought on the off chance years ago and turned down by the client owing to not being up to snuff in the beak department and unshiftable ever since, even at a discount. The biggest pyramid ever. And after you'd knocked your pipes out, seeing to it that the nobility had their tickets to eternity, were you allowed to turn your expertise homeward, i.e. a bijou pyramidette for self and Mrs. Pataclusp, to ensure safe delivery into the netherworld? Of course not. Even Dad had only been allowed to have a mastaba, even though it was one of the best on the river, he had to admit. That red-veined marble had been ordered all the way from Hawonderland. A lot of people had asked for the same. It had been good for business. But that's how Dad would have liked it. The biggest pyramid ever. And they'd never remember who was under it. It didn't matter if they called it Pataclusp's folly or Pataclusp's glory. They'd call it Pataclusp's. He surfaced from this pool of thought to hear his son still arguing. If this was his posterity, he'd take his chances with 600-ton limestone blocks. At least they were quiet. "Shut up, the pair of you," he said.